Text for our sermon this evening, that parable from Matthew 18, especially these words. Then Peter came up and said to Jesus, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Peter asks that question, he is looking for a big pat on the back. One of those, way to go, Peter, good job, you got it right. But that's not exactly the way it works out. Not when Jesus tells that parable. It was typical in the first century, the rabbis would tell people you could give them three chances, you could forgive them three times, and that was it. So Peter more than doubles that to seven. How generous, Peter. How incredibly compassionate and loving to double what most of the rabbis were saying. That you would offer to forgive your brother seven times. Good job, Peter. It's the way Peter thought that would go. But it didn't work out that way. As you hear in the parable, Peter kind of gets this a little bit wrong. It's a great parable. Very straightforward, isn't it? This little story that Jesus tells. There's a king, and it seems like he happens to be a bookkeeper as well. He's got these ledger books of accounts of all of his servants, who owes what. And there comes that day when the king is going to settle accounts with everybody. So he calls in the servants one by one, and they begin settling accounts. And then there's this guy, this servant. And I think a lot is lost in the parable because we don't know what a talent or a denarii are. A denarius is one day's wages. A talent is 6,000 days' wages. Is a big difference. And this servant owes 10,000 talents. It's going to take him thousands and thousands of years to repay. As those who were hearing this parable for the first time, they would have been absolutely shocked and appalled. It would be like in our day saying someone owed $1 trillion. How could you rack up a debt like that? As a servant, no less. What was this guy using the money for? How could you spend all of that money? It would have been absolutely astounding to those hearing this parable for the first time. But this guy owed 10,000 talents. Wow. And then he begs the king, please give me more time and I will repay it all. Would you believe that? If somebody owed you trillions of dollars, give me more time. I'll repay it, I promise. No. You could give this servant 1,000, 10,000 years, and still he's never going to come up with enough money. Never. The king does something unbelievable. This king who keeps accounts so strictly, so rigidly, every penny in and every penny out, he throws out the ledger book. It's all forgiven. That huge debt of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, gone. Wow. That's the second shock of the parable. What king would ever act like that? It would be like if you owed millions and millions and millions of dollars in taxes and the government said, don't worry about it. What government would do that? None. Neither would any king. Shocking that this king would do this for this servant. Wow. But the parable doesn't end there, of course. That servant who's been forgiven that enormous debt goes out and finds a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii, could be repaid over the course of a year, probably, begins choking him. Pay me back now. When that man says almost the same thing as the servant who was forgiven, have patience with me, and I'll repay it all. He probably could repay it all if given a little time. The forgiven servant has the other one thrown in jail. Whew. So it is, Jesus said, his heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Can you feel Peter squirming back in the first century? He had said 7 times, and now Jesus is saying literally as many times as it takes. We should forgive our brothers, not 3, not 7, not 1 million, not 1 trillion, but each and every single time they sin against us. After all, as we look at this parable, we find where God is here. He's the king, the one who keeps this ledger book so perfectly. Every penny in, every penny out, every sin we've ever committed, God knows them all. If you give God enough time, he could tell you all of the sins that you've ever done. Like a king looking over a perfect, precise, exact ledger. God knows them all. And just one condemns us to that jail. We might well say to God, be patient with me and give me more time. I'll repay it all. But sin can't be repaid like that. It's not a financial debt. What could you ever give to God to make up for your sin? What could you ever do for God that God couldn't do better for himself? We'd be in jail eternally. That's the point, isn't it? The point is the king's compassion and his mercy. This king is compassionate and merciful almost to a fault when he throws out that ledger book and forgives that servant his monumental debt. That's God. As Peter's trying to work out how many times, it doesn't work that way. The bookkeeper, he dies. He stops keeping the book because it's all been paid for. It's not just thrown out, but it's been paid in full. Your debt of sin. That's Jesus who does that. Peter is talking to the guy who forgives and forgives and forgives. He's talking to the king, the one who forgives the debt of us all, the monumental debt that we have. Jesus shouldered that upon the cross. Every last debt, every last sin of us before God, Jesus shouldered it and paid the full price on that tree. For each and every one of us, all of it. The sins we know, the sins we think are so big, the sins we think are inconsequential, or the ones we've forgotten, or the ones we don't even think are sins, all of them, Jesus has paid. He's paid far more than we could ever imagine. The price for our sins. Jesus, the bookkeeper, must die, the law and its accusations be silenced, and we would be forgiven not 7, not 70 times, but every time. So, to answer Peter's question, we forgive as God forgives, every time. And we lose count. As the king who throws out the ledger book, so also do we throw out all of those times people sin against us, We forgive and forgive and forgive, not because we must or because God tells us to, but because our debt has been forgiven. Our bookkeeper king has died in our place. How can we not also forgive? In the name of Jesus, amen.